Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It looks like the hot weather is here to stay for a while. Details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear, finding heavier traffic off of Old Shell Airport near the airport, also off of Dolphin and Moffitt and 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride for the 1065 split and traveling downtown from the tunnels and across the Bayway towards Daphne. Summertime is right around the corner. That means fun in the sun and the water. And Bama Flooring's got you covered with over 300 waterproof flooring options to choose from. See them in Robertsdale. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job? Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook. Are you ready to join the growing trend of tooling around in a golf cart? Stop envying your friend's cart and missing out on the fun. Get over to Cart Doctor today. They'll help you find the cart that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor is the nation's award-winning Yamaha dealer, but also carries the largest selection of Star, Tomberlin, and the all-new budget-friendly Icon brand, too. Customize and modify your cart to make it as personal as you are in their full-service cart maintenance and repair shop. Bring them your idea, and they'll make it a reality. And if you're not quite ready to buy, Cart Doctor rents carts in all sizes, too. Just one for short-term, or a whole fleet for your special event or commercial needs. So why go anywhere else? It's time. Time to enjoy the ease and versatility of a golf cart. From simple to luxurious, Trisha and Steven have exactly what you want and need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore or see all that they offer online at cartdoctor.com.
709 FM Talk 106.5 and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An emergency blue alert is in effect right now as the search continues for the suspect accused of killing one police officer, injuring at least two others, and altogether shooting at multiple police officers. All of this unfolding late last night in Auburn. The suspect is 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes. He is wearing body armor and he is considered armed and dangerous. Auburn police officers responded just after 10 p.m. Sunday night to a domestic disturbance at a mobile home park on Wire Road in Auburn. Responding officers were injured by gunfire and transported to local hospitals. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has issued the following statement saying, quote, "The state of Alabama has issued an emergency blue alert. The Auburn Police Department and the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency ask for your assistance in locating Grady Wayne Wilkes. He's a white male, 6'4", 215 pounds, and is believed to be a serious risk to the public. Wilkes was last seen wearing camel clothing with body armor and a helmet at Arrowhead Trailer Park in Auburn. If you have information, you're encouraged to contact 334-501-3100 or call 911. Again, Grady Wayne Wilkes, described as a white male, 6'4", about 215 pounds, with brown hair, hazel eyes, and was last seen last night, and he is considered armed and dangerous. Police have set up a command center at the Auburn University Soccer Complex. That's where authorities will brief the media this morning and throughout the day with the very latest in updates. News out of Montgomery this morning as our state's unemployment rate is up slightly. Despite what officials are calling record employment in the state, how so, you ask? Well, the unemployment rate can increase despite the high employment level as the labor force expands. The preliminary seasonally adjusted jobless rate for April is 3.8%. That's up 0.1% from March, but the good news is it's still below the rate from a year before of 4.1%. The Labor Department says the state still has more people working than ever before for the fourth straight month. More than 2.1 million people had jobs last month. Shelby County has the lowest jobless rate at 2.4%. The highest rate is in Wilcox County. They have an unemployment rate of 7%. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Trans World of Mobile, bringing buyers and sellers of business together. Our value is maximizing your value. Online, visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive manhunt underway in Auburn this morning after multiple Auburn police officers were shot late last night. A statewide alert has been issued for 29-year-old Grady Wilkes. Officers were responding to a domestic violence call when Wilkes opened fire, according to authorities. Wilkes was last seen wearing camouflage clothing and body armor. You can find his picture on WKRG.com and the WKRG Facebook page. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man's body was pulled out of the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. He was found floating face down in the Gulf near Sandpiper Cove. While the official cause of death has not been determined, deputies believe he drowned. We expect to learn more today about the return of Gulf Coast Ducks. The Mobile-based company was forced to close earlier this year, blaming an insurance hike. The tour boat company is expected to announce plans today to reopen, with the first tour happening next month. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
The NBA and NHL inch closer to the finals. The SEC dominates NCAA softball regionals, and Brooks Koepka wins his fourth major in his last eight tries. 7:14 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs, the Toronto Raptors outlasted Milwaukee in double overtime, winning 118-112. The Milwaukee Bucks still lead the Eastern Conference Finals 2-1. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored 36 points, including 8 in the second overtime, and Pascal Siakam added 25 points and 11 rebounds for the Raptors in the win. Milwaukee's top two scorers came off the bench, with George Hill scoring 24 and Malcolm Brogdon adding 20 points. Game 4 set for tomorrow night in Toronto. Tonight, Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, with Golden State playing at Portland. The Warriors are favored by 3.5 points and lead the series 3-0. They're looking for their second conference final sweep in the last 3 years. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues are now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals after they defeated San Jose 5-0 in San Jose yesterday to take a 3-2 series lead. Jaden Schwartz had a hat trick for the Blues, while Vladimir Tarasenko added a goal and 2 assists. Goalie Jordan Binnington made 21 saves for his first career playoff shutout. Now St. Louis can earn its first trip back to the final since 1970 if they win at home in Game 6 tomorrow night. The WBC heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, retained his title for the 9th consecutive time on Saturday with a first-round knockout of challenger Dominique Brazil.
But credit to Brazil for having the character to throw with him.
That 10 count and the one-punch knockout came at 2 minutes and 17 seconds of round number one. Didn't even make it into the round two break. The 33-year-old Tuscaloosa native's record now stands at 41 wins, 0 losses, and 1 draw. Wow. And 40 of those wins have come by knockout. Next up for Wilder, boxing fans hoping for a title unification bout against Anthony Joshua or a rematch against top contender Tyson Fury, who fought Wilder to a draw back in December. On the PGA Tour, Brooks Koepka won his second PGA Championship in a row and his fourth major championship in the last 2 years. Koepka set 36-hole records at the course, Bethpage Black, before holding on through Saturday and Sunday and finishing at 8 under par, 2 shots ahead of second-place finisher Dustin Johnson. Tiger Woods did not play the final two rounds after missing the cut in his first tournament since winning the Masters last month. In NCAA softball, 64 teams played in regional tournaments this weekend for a chance to move on to the Super Regionals and eventually the Softball World Series. 14 teams so far have advanced to the best of 3 Super Regionals, with 2 spots left to be decided. Right now, 7 of those teams that still stand are from the SEC. Alabama softball advanced through the Tuscaloosa Regional without a loss. They defeated Alabama State once and Arizona State twice. The Tide will now face Texas in the best of 3 Super Regionals. It's the end of the road, unfortunately, for the Auburn Tigers. They were eliminated last night in a second loss to Arizona. Other SEC teams that are still alive include Kentucky, Ole Miss, Florida, Tennessee, and LSU. Georgia is still trying to win their way out of the regionals. They face Drake University in a loser-goes-home game today. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars lost 2 games to Troy in a 3-game regular season home finale over the weekend. Those 2 losses dropped the Jags to 7th place in the Sun Belt. Now the conference tournament gets started tomorrow in Conway, South Carolina, with the Jags facing number 10 seed Louisiana Monroe in a single elimination game. First pitch is set for 2 p.m. And we wrap it up with the 144th running of the Preakness Stakes, which went down on Saturday, and War of Will, the horse that was impeded by maximum security in the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks ago, ended up bouncing back and finishing in first at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore.
In front by 2 lengths late, a late charge from Longshot Everfast on the inside 2, but nothing stood in his way. War of Will won the Preakness!
War of Will had 6-1 odds going into the race and ended up winning by 1.25 lengths. But one horse, Bode Express, became America's favorite racehorse after throwing its jockey immediately after leaving the gate and ended up running riderless the rest of the way.
They're off in the Preakness, and the maiden Bode Express lost the jockey at the start. Unseated John Velasquez right out of the gate.
I mean, bucked him off right from the very beginning. And for the first time since 1951, none of the top 3 finishers in the Derby were present at the Preakness. Neither was Maximum Security, who of course was controversially demoted to 17th in the Kentucky Derby just a couple weeks ago. The third race of the Triple Crown, Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park in New York, that'll be raced on June the 8th. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our own backyard. The ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season. It begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, you can find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
All right, and coming up in a feature, I'm going to call Rich Gines in the news. Owner of Maximum Security, Gary West, wants a rematch. He's putting up money to make this happen. And be lucky if you were a graduating student from Morehouse. That'll be part of the features in Rich Gines in the news.
I can't wait.
Coming up. Y'all stay close.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, y'all, say hello to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. It's been a warm winter. It's been a wet winter. And we seem to be already looking towards a summer pattern here in early spring.
It's been much warmer than it has the last few years. And so what we're seeing now is typically what we would see a few months from now.
Like, what do we need to be thinking about now in the spring that would normally be summer stuff?
It's still time to take care of the weeds that you have now. We still have time to get out in front of the summer weeds that you're going to have. But right now we're getting out slow-release granular fertilizer, getting the grass woken up and getting it moving.
You know, you talk about that pre-emergent too, getting in front of those weeds. You've told me in the past, this is one of the keys to having a great lawn is getting rid of the weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. If you can keep the weeds from coming up and you can grow grass to fill in the bare areas, you're really choking out the rest of the weeds that might go through the pre-emergent.
Let's do this. Let's get in a summer mentality here in early spring. Give us some contact info.
You can call us at 251-626-3309 or look us up online or find us in any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car and then this other car came out of nowhere and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start with accident-free conditions along Airport Cody. If you're traveling along Schillinger near Three Notch and Tillman's Corner in Theodore, you've seen some radar along I-10 and westbound lanes all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. So far downtown, the tunnels, the Bayway, and the Causeway look good. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams lays out a pretty, I was going to say warm, but let's just say hot forecast coming up in just a little bit. Right now, I want to say hello, and y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm good. Larry, let's talk about what's happening on the lot this week at LCM, the expanded LCM, and what's happening in trucks. You got some 7,000 and under vehicles.
Yes, we do. We got a tremendous selection of 7,000 and under vehicles. Matter of fact, we just got a great inventory all across the board, trucks, cars, for utilities. But, I mean, we got trucks. We got a lot of third-seat mid-size sport utilities for under that $7,000 figure.
Now, okay, when we start talking about vehicles at that level, can we get financing?
Absolutely. We call them cash card. We can get them off finance. Matter of fact, we do it daily.
Okay. And the way you do that, I mean, the old idea, right, was we go secure financing and then we come see you. But that's old thinking.
No, when they come and see us, and we can take care of them. Matter of fact, if they're busy, they can go on our website and fill out a secure credit app and we can have it pre-approved before they get there.
Yeah, and you got a bunch of selections for us to choose from, so give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM, and let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. President Trump taking to Twitter, tweeting his thoughts on the nation's strictest abortion laws after the state of Alabama passes the measure. The president stands by his stance of being pro-life, but does acknowledge that he believes in exceptions when it comes to victims of rape and incest, saying, quote, "As most people know, and for those who would like to know, I am strongly pro-life, with the three exceptions, rape, incest, and protecting the life of the mother, the same position taken by Ronald Reagan." Alabama's law would make it a felony for a doctor to perform or attempt to perform an abortion and does not contain an exception or any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. The only exception in the Alabama law is abortions performed to protect the life of the mother. Many proponents of the ban are putting their weight behind this legislation to get the hot button issue to the Supreme Court to take a closer look at Roe v. Wade, the historic 1973 ruling which legalized abortion nationwide. A high school graduation party turns deadly in Atmore. One person is killed and eight others injured. And there's still a gunman on the run at this hour. Just after 2 a.m. early Saturday morning at the Atmore Community Center, which was the former Escambia County Middle School, two women got into a fight inside of the cafeteria, and that's when shots were fired. Witnesses report that people were trying to break up that fight between the women. And also this, more shots were fired out in the parking lot. That's according to Atmore Police. Again, eight people injured from gunshot wounds. They were taken to Atmore Community Hospital. The male victim's identity has not yet been released. Here's what we do know, though. According to the police chief, there were between 300 and 500 people from several counties in attendance at this party, and a large amount of alcohol was brought into that community center. The party was posted on social media. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings Monday Style. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane, and you on the text line at 343-0106. So I mentioned this. I got a couple stories. Rich guys in the news or whatever. Mm-hmm. You were talking about horse racing here, and the story is out. I guess this is Gary West, the owner of Maximum Security, said...
The horse that almost won the Kentucky Derby.
He got DQ'd. Right? He wants a rematch or something close to it, so he's thrown down the gauntlet for four other Derby contenders to the tune of $20 million. He says if any of them can beat Maximum Security in any race by the end of the year, he's willing to fork over $5 million. And they don't even have to win the race. They just have to finish ahead of Maximum Security. Mm-hmm. But if any of the owners take the bet and lose, he wants them to pay him $5 million, which he would then donate to charity. It's not clear if any of the other owners like their chances enough to take him up on it. But the four horses he's challenging are Country House, who won the Derby after Maximum Security got DQ'd, Long Range Toddy, War of Will, who just won, like you said, Preakness on Saturday, and the Bodie Express, the horse that threw its jockey that you mentioned at the start of the Preakness. Those four are the ones that he wants to see if they can try to beat him.
Interesting. Now, I know this guy would be upset after his horse was DQ'd and was clearly the best horse in the Kentucky Derby. I think most people agree would have won regardless if that horse hadn't moved into the other horse's lanes. Maximum Security would be the champion. But I wonder what's really in this for Gary West if he's trying to maybe reclaim some, you know, you lose stud fees. You're not the number one horse in the Kentucky Derby.
But he says he's going to donate the money. Yeah, he's going to donate the $5 million to charity if he wins. But yeah, like he could say, see, this horse can beat all the others.
Right. Yeah, I think
bring your mare to me.
He's doing the PR and keeping his horse's name in the news is what he's trying to do.
I think he's doing that, and it's at a level of gamesmanship that leaves a lot of us out of the conversation. Speaking of which, so Robert Smith, not the guy from The Cure, but the super hedge fund investor. Robert F. Smith, founder and CEO of the private equity firm Vista Equity Partners. Last year, Forbes ranked him as the 163rd richest person in America. He's worth about $4.4 billion.
Ooh.
And this year his fortune's up to $5 billion. Well, a few months ago, he made a donation of $1.5 million to Morehouse College in Atlanta, HBCU. Then, during the commencement speech that he gave over the weekend, they let them know that the entirety of 400 graduating seniors from Morehouse will have their student loans paid off by Robert Smith.
Wow.
Tune of about $40 million in student debt. This is why y'all have billionaires speak at your graduation. There's a better chance. So everybody's trying to, I'm sure, book him now. Come to the commencement at our place. But yeah, made the donation, paying off the entire 400 graduating seniors' debt at about $40 million in student loans. Pretty good stuff.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Walmart on Highway 59 in Robertsdale has reopened after a bomb threat forced shoppers and employees to evacuate. The store was evacuated around 8:30 last night. Shoppers and employees were allowed back in the store after about an hour. A massive manhunt underway in Auburn this morning after multiple Auburn police officers were shot late last night. A statewide alert has been issued for 29-year-old Grady Wilkes. Wilkes was last seen wearing camouflage clothing and body armor. You can
can find his picture on WKRG.com and the WKRG Facebook page. A vigil is scheduled for tomorrow for a four-year-old who died in a house fire last week. Jean-Paul Leonard died Tuesday when his house in Pritchard burned. A vigil tomorrow night at 6:30 will be held at High Point Park. Donations for his family will be collected at that vigil. Florida's governor has signed a bill making texting and driving a primary traffic offense. That means a driver can be pulled over if an officer sees the driver texting. That law takes effect July 1st. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The steal of a deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
Data could ignite U.S.-Iran tensions later this week.
A big key moment to come here expected in the next few days is when the Emiratis here announce who they think were responsible for the attacks on those four ships off their coast just a few days ago. The Saudis already hinting it may be Iran. The temperature on this may spike up again.
There's Nick Robertson, a rebuke for GOP Congressman Justin Amash after saying President Trump committed impeachable conduct.
The Republican National Committee, in a statement quickly condemning the lawmaker, writing, "It was sad to see him parroting the Democrats' talking points on Russia."
There's Joe Johns. A manhunt is underway after three Auburn, Alabama police officers were shot. One of them killed. The Auburn police chief is Paul Register.
This is probably the worst day of my time here, and words cannot express the loss for this family and our family.
Those officers were responding to a domestic call at a trailer park. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Spending on factories, equipment, and other capital goods slowed in the first 3 months of the year among a broad cross-section of large firms, bolstering investor concerns that a key driver of economic growth is fading. Capital spending rose 3% in the first quarter at 356 S&P 500 companies. That's down from a 20% rise in the year-ago period for the same companies. Executives at several companies say lingering trade tensions with China are making them and their customers cautious, raising the prospect that slower business spending could hamper economic growth later this year and in 2020. Two major casino operators are in preliminary talks about the possible sale of one of the largest casinos in the Northeast. Wynn Resorts and MGM Resorts may reach a deal to sell Wynn's Boston Harbor Casino Complex to MGM. This comes as Wynn is about to open another casino. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, we did get the rain yesterday, but it was just kind of a isolated hour and a half, and then it was gone.
Yeah, only 0.05 actually fell at the airport, and everything that was out over Louisiana and Mississippi that caused some tornado activity and thunderstorms. It all kind of fizzled out before it reached into Mobile County, and so we ended up with very little rain. There's a slight chance we could see a shower today, mainly this afternoon, but it should be mostly sunny. And we're going to get into the upper 80s this afternoon. In fact, yesterday or Saturday, we got to 88. Yesterday, with the cloud cover, the high stayed in the mid-80s. But today, we're going to be approaching that 90-degree mark. And then tonight, we could see some fog develop after midnight. Low tonight will be in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, another warm day, upper 80s and mostly sunny. And then the rest of the week, it's going to be hot and dry. Wednesday, near 90 degrees and sunny. Same for Thursday. Friday, sunny in the low 90s. Also Saturday in the low 90s with sunny skies. And then on Sunday, plenty of sunshine and up to about 95 degrees. So we've got some hot, dry weather for the mid and second half of the weekend. And if we don't get any rain today, it's going to be a while before we see any rain here along the Gulf Coast.
Okay, so we are still not in that true summer pattern where you get just afternoon rainstorms.
Now, when the situation here now is with the high pressure system building over us and also high pressure aloft, that keeps the thunderstorms from developing, and that's going to be the pattern for the second half of the week. And that's when we really get some hot weather, as we have high pressure surface and then building into the upper atmosphere.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check headlines with Kelly coming up and traffic's next with Kane.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Luckett Robinson and learn about the Overseas Hardwood Company. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Luckett Robinson's father started a hardwood importing business in 1967 out of a legitimate fear that the baby boomers would strip the nation's wood supply to build their homes. Today, the company imports wood from all over the globe to be used in everything from floors to decks to boats to tractor trailer beds. OHC's products can be seen in the Braves' new stadium in Atlanta and in concert halls in Hawaii. The company is growing, and Luckett and his four siblings are running the show. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Action off Thornberry Loop and Hedge Drive North. More of a residential area. Beyond that, really a good start. Traffic flow looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays until you're traveling along Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. If you're traveling Tillman's Corner and Theodore, again, you're accident free. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at Special Events Mobile. Mobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Sunday marked a day of protests and rallies as hundreds wanted their voices heard at our state capitol as men and women opposed Alabama's new law to ban abortion. Roughly 500 people chanted and they carried signs and they listened to speakers in Montgomery yesterday. Speakers from the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, Yellowhammer Fund, and even people sharing their very own stories all took to the mic with impassioned speeches of why they disagree with the ban and are pro-choice. Governor Kay Ivey last week signed into law a bill to make it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion in Alabama. The law will not go into effect for 6 months, which means abortions are still legal here in Alabama for now. Pro-life supporters say their goal is to get an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which would lead to a review of the Roe v. Wade national abortion rights decision. Their goal, they say, is to protect human life, especially since more is known known about fetal development than the courts knew when that 1973 Roe v. Wade verdict came down 46 years ago. Authorities say yesterday's event was peaceful. No arrests were reported. There was a counter-protest with a few people, but there were no incidents. A startling and nearly deadly scene at a Walmart in Athens, Alabama, as a man pours gasoline on himself, runs into the store, and when he comes out of the store, he lights himself on fire. The incident happened late last week. Police are now giving more details, as we now know the man was medevaced to Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. At last check, he was in stable condition and is continuing to recover in the hospital. Athens Fire Chief Floyd Johnson says the investigation continues as to what led the man to set himself on fire. Police, they had to use fire extinguishers from their patrol vehicles to extinguish those flames until fire crews arrived. Thankfully, no one else was injured. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, which, by the way, today is National Rescue Dog Day.
Okay.
National Rescue Dog Day, recognizing all the benefits of allowing a four-legged canine to adopt you into their immeasurably lovable life. Yeah. Okay. You've got a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have a non-rescue dog.
That's right. And I like the non-rescue dog much better. But that's because I raised it from a puppy, and the other one was a year. And let me be clear. I adopted the rescue dog. The rescue dog did not adopt me into their life.
Thank you. And let me just point, if we're going to start delving into this, and I'm happy. We have three dogs in our house before anybody. Okay, we're a three-dog household. Before anybody, you know, says, oh, he's being, but you don't rescue the dog. There's a comedian out there who had a whole bit about it. I thought it was just brilliant. Years ago, he said, you know, it's not like you got a cape on and you're climbing, you know, scaling some wall to get in there to get the dog. He said, there are free dogs waiting for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's some charges here and there, but I mean, he said, go get a dog. But this idea of rescue dog, like you're with a SEAL team, mm-hmm. and you've inserted yourself into the shelter and you're getting this dog that's being held against its will, and you're taking, he said, you're going to get a free dog. Rescue dog is this term that people, I feel like I have rescued. You went and got a free dog.
Yeah. You pull the reverse Lassie and pull the dog out of the well. You've rescued a dog. Or if you get one to not cross Airport Boulevard or the interstate, you stop it before it crosses.
That's a rescue.
You have rescued that dog. If you get one at, I don't know, 99 Bottles of Beer on the Lawn by Southern Napa, if you get that dog and pay $50, I just got a new dog.
Okay. So I'm just, it's a good thing. I want people to bring dogs in their life. I think they're a good thing for the right folks. Obviously, I'm a fan of them. But just let's not kid ourselves with the language rescue dog. Unless you did something like Dalton described, unless you had something that would have deserved having a cape on, mm-hmm. and some kind of superhero costume, you just got a free dog.
I will say it does good for the psyche, though, to know that you got a dog that was going to be living in the pound,
yes.
or that's doesn't right. react well around other people or other dogs.
Then yes.
At least you feel good that you've taken them into your home.
There you go. That's right. It's just a feel-good thing.
Right.
It's not right.
It's all about me, really.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. So go make it about you today. Get yourself a dog. 743, we'll be right back.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well-behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for $10 and 5 sour creams for $5, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle, so I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. Virtual Wallet from PNC helps make it easier to see what you're spending, stash more into savings, and stay on top of your money with a single tap. Virtual Wallet for digital banking. It's time for a change. From PNC, bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive manhunt underway in Auburn this morning after multiple Auburn police officers were shot late last night. A statewide alert has been issued for 29-year-old Grady Wilkes. Officers were responding to a domestic violence call when Wilkes opened fire, according to authorities. Wilkes was last seen wearing camouflage clothing and body armor. You can find his picture on WKRG.com and the WKRG Facebook page. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man's body was pulled out of the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. He was found floating face down in the Gulf near Sandpiper Cove. While the official cause of death has not been determined, deputies believe he drowned. We expect to learn more today about the return of Gulf Coast Ducks. The Mobile-based company was forced to close earlier this year, blaming an insurance hike. The tour boat company is expected to announce plans today to reopen, with the first tour happening next month. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for a full year 2018 in Gulf Coast Zone.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications, but I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VOIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply, taxes and fees not included.
The NBA and NHL inch closer to the finals. The SEC dominates NCAA softball regionals, and Brooks Koepka wins his fourth major tournament in eight tries. Right now at 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, the Toronto Raptors outlasted Milwaukee in double overtime, 118-112, to get their first win of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bucks still lead those finals 2-1. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored 36 points, including 8 points in the second overtime, and Pascal Siakam added 25 points with 11 rebounds in the win. Tonight, Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, with Golden State playing at Portland. The Warriors are favored by 3.5 points and are looking for their second conference final sweep in the last 3 years. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues are now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals after they defeated San Jose 5-0 in San Jose yesterday. Blues now have a 3-2 series lead. Jaden Schwartz had a hat trick for the Blues, while Vladimir Tarasenko added a goal and 2 assists. St. Louis goalie Jordan Binnington made 21 saves for his first career playoff shutout. St. Louis can now earn its first trip back to the final since 1970 if they win at home in Game 6 tomorrow night. The WBC heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Deontay Wilder, retained his title for the 9th consecutive time with a first-round Saturday night knockout of challenger Dominique Brazil.
Well, credit to Brazil for having the character to throw with him. And,
oh.
That violent knockout from Deontay Wilder came at 2 minutes and 17 seconds in the first round. The 33-year-old Tuscaloosa native's record now stands at 41 wins, 0 losses, and 1 draw, with 40 of those wins coming by knockout. Next up for Wilder, boxing fans hoping for a title unification bout against Anthony Joshua or a rematch against top contender Tyson Fury, who fought Wilder to a draw back in December. On the PGA Tour, Brooks Koepka won his second PGA championship in a row and his fourth major championship in the last 2 years. Koepka set 36-hole records at the course, Bethpage Black, before he held on through Saturday and Sunday and finished at 8 under par, 2 shots ahead of second-place finisher Dustin Johnson. Tiger Woods did not play the final 2 rounds after missing the cut in his first tournament since winning the Masters last month. In NCAA softball, 64 teams played in regional tournaments this weekend for a chance to move on to the Super Regionals and eventually the Softball World Series. 14 teams have advanced to the best of 3 Super Regionals, with 2 spots left to be decided. Right now, 7 of those teams that are still standing are from the SEC. Alabama softball advanced through the Tuscaloosa Regional without a loss. They defeated Alabama State once and Arizona State twice. The Tide will now face Texas in the best of 3 Super Regionals. Unfortunately, it's the end of the road for the Auburn Tigers softball team. They were eliminated last night in a second loss to Arizona. The other SEC teams that are still alive include Kentucky, Ole Miss, Florida, Tennessee, and LSU. Georgia right now still trying to win their way out of the regionals. They face Drake University in a loser-goes-home game today. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars lost 2 games to Troy in a 3-game regular season home finale over the weekend. The 2 losses dropped the Jags to 7th place in the Sun Belt. The conference tournament begins tomorrow in Conway, South Carolina, with the Jags facing number 10 seed Louisiana Monroe in a single elimination game. The first pitch is set for 2 p.m. And in the 144th running of the Preakness Stakes on Saturday, War of Will, the horse that was impeded by maximum security in the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks ago, ended up bouncing back and finishing in first place at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore.
In front by 2 lengths late, a late charge from Longshot Everfast on the inside 2, but nothing stood in his way.
War of Will had 6-1 odds going into the race, ended up winning by 1.25 lengths, but it was Bode Express, the horse that won America's heart. He threw his jockey off immediately after leaving the gate at Pimlico and ran riderless the rest of the way.
They're off in the Preakness, and the maiden Bode Express lost the jockey at the start. Unseated John Velasquez right out of the gate.
Even without the jockey, Bode Express ended up racing the entire way on the outside of the track and finished the race. But for the first time since 1951, none of the top 3 finishers in the Kentucky Derby were present at the Preakness, and neither was Maximum Security, who, of course, was controversially demoted to 17th for interference. The 3rd race of the Triple Crown, the last one remaining, Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park in New York. They will race that on June the 8th. 7:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, so you got no jockey, you get DQ'd.
You're DQ'd. No okay. Jockey, no win.
Okay.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Delays continue near Dolphin, McGregor Airport, and Spring Hill and Moffitt in 65, but no new wrecks in the roadway. Still a good ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 and Rangeline. And if you're traveling over the Bayway, the Causeway, coming in from the Eastern Shore, no major backups and no new wrecks in the roadways. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown has got a great summer special where you get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Find out more at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tense moments on a Florida highway as two charter buses carrying Florida children with learning disabilities crashes. The Tampa Bay Times reports that 91 children and 7 adults were traveling on those buses when they collided Friday in Lakeland, Florida. The Florida Highway Patrol says one of the buses braked suddenly when a pickup truck, which was towing a trailer, slowed down to turn into a driveway. The bus driver could not see that vehicle had slowed down because the trailer's lights were defective. The driver of the second bus then rammed into the first bus. Authorities cited the second bus driver for careless driving. They fined the truck driver for driving with defective lights. 3 adults and 31 students were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Closer to home, a Louisiana man who says he was paralyzed after diving into the Little Lagoon wins his lawsuit against the owners of the Gulf Shores condo, who are also from Louisiana. Samuel Steve was awarded $11.6 million. He says he and his friends rented the condo back in 2016. Steve says that he dove into the Little Lagoon in less than 3 feet of water, broke his spine, and is now a quadriplegic. Now, Steve claimed the condo owners, Roy and Cindy Cheatwood, knew that Little Lagoon was shallow and unsafe for short-term rental tourists and that they failed to provide basic safety warnings. But the Cheatwoods say the undisputed testimony from Steve himself confirms he was drinking whiskey at approximately 5:15 p.m. on August 4, 2016, while on his way to Gulf Shores, and that he continued to drink beer until 1 a.m. on August 5th, and that at approximately 1:20 a.m., that's when he dove into the water head first. The Cheatwoods say they may appeal this verdict. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. Gulf Coast Ducks may be back. It was all an issue with insurance after that tragedy in Branson. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour and get a firsthand account of Gulf Coast Ducks coming back. That's all straight ahead. Plus, we will let you chat about this weekend in Alabama as all news sources were looking at our state. Once again, Alabama's abortion law seems to be dominant in the headlines out there, and we'll give you your chance to give your take on this. What do we do next? Is this a story that makes it to the, or is this a case that makes it to the Supreme Court? Does this Alabama law serve as the fulcrum for a change for Roe versus Wade? That and a whole lot more coming up next hour right here on Mobile Mornings.